This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Kids eating for free at school makes sense. Simple as that. I get it. It's expensive. Shocking, it's over budget. We're all gobsmacked about that. But kids getting meals at school makes sense. Chad Hartman, Adam Carter, Dave Harrigan, Newstalk 830 WCCO. You had Ari with the report. $267 million. That's what it costs to feed kids at school. And I get the argument, Adam. I get the argument that Republicans offered up, listen, we had enough plans already to cover those individuals who financially qualified for assistance. And why should individuals who have some level of money, who have the ability to pay for their kids to have a breakfast or a lunch, why should they get a lunch for free, a breakfast for free? Because that's what school should include, in my opinion. We provide a lot of things at school. We have a lot of challenges in education. We have lousy test scores, and I'm not suggesting that this is going to, wait a year or two, and the school test scores are going to skyrocket. But I have zero problem knowing that every kid who goes to school in the state gets breakfast if he or she wants and lunch if he or she wants. Where do you stand?
The breakfast one, I'm a little conflicted on this one because I get it, and I just feel like there should be a better way to opt out of it if we don't need it, so we can get a better idea of how many kids we really need to feed. And I know that the goal, too, is that we don't want to shame kids. We don't want to have different color lunch tickets for kids who have a free lunch. But I feel like there's a better way to say, okay, if I'm a parent, say, no, I can feed my child breakfast and lunch. I opt out of this, and then that's one less lunch we have to pay for. I don't feel like that's such a difficult thing to do. But at the same time, I get your point about, okay, we give kids Chromebooks in many cases, or textbooks if they still exist.
iPads.
We don't make parents pay for that. But I do understand the argument, though, and don't paint people who feel that way as like, you don't want to feed kids. You want kids to starve. You know, I feel that's a disingenuous
position. Dave, put it on Twitter. Yes. Adam Carter doesn't care if your kid gets food any time of the year.
I just feel like that there's enough people out there who say, look, I'm privileged right now I have a job that I can have the money to feed my kids breakfast and lunch. And I feel like I can opt out of that and not make it so, here comes Johnny. He needs a free lunch. Where we don't need to expose those kids to the shame and ridicule of taking that lunch.
The problem, okay, I get that. And I would have no problem. I mean, a man of your means, I mean, you should be buying for other kids. No, I mean, if individuals who are in a position, as I was, if there's a way where we can check a box, we can go online and say, we're going to pay for it, that's fine. But aren't we then going back to the same system where Morgan, Siggy, Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin are now in a line? And wait a second. Morgan and Siggy, your parents are willing to pay. Hunter, Griffin, and Quentin, yours are not. So we're separating kids again. You know, I'm not saying this is the perfect system. And again, any program that gets proposed in St. Paul is always over budget. And that's a problem. Just tell us the truth at the start. But the simple idea that no kid who is eligible from kindergarten to 12th grade, if that food is not provided at home, that should be provided somehow, some way at school. We should include that in the system. We include so many other aspects, the books, the iPads, the Chromebooks,
transportation,
numerous other opportunities. Let's make sure everybody's getting there. We just did an event, Adam. Just an event with Second Harvest Heartland where it was 1 in 5 families are food insecure, which is a stunning number. And then it's 1 in 5 are looming in that position upcoming. So it's pervasive throughout our society. Now, can the argument be made? Should the two of us benefit from it when we can afford it? I get it. But if there's a system that's clean enough that can be set up as you laid it out, fine. But if we can't do it, I think we should just accept that school lunch, breakfast, is a part of the day. And I'd push back on breakfast because I think that start of the day, a lot of people like Adam Carter, they're not good morning people, and they need to get some juice. They need to get something going for them, and a lot of kids just don't get that at home.
Yeah, you make a solid argument for it. I just feel that in this day and age, like, we could have cards for kids that they go, that they use for lunch, and you go online, and even like from week to week, if you say, boy, I'm struggling now, I'm going to take advantage of this free lunch, and you can click a box, or if not, I'm going to, for the next 2 weeks, here's the money that, because I had done that prior to a couple years ago where, and there were times when I forgot, and it's like, I didn't have enough money in there to pay for my kids' lunch, but they were still getting fed, thankfully. But that was on me. But I speak as a time in my life where I wasn't so sure about that. I've been there where, geez, I don't have the money to cover this right now.
And 100%.
To have the ability to go and click a box and say, yeah, can you feed my kid this week? I'm all for that. I just feel like there could be better oversight. And if you are that staunch about it, saying, no, I'm going to feed my kids, I should be able to opt out of it and pay in.
Yeah, what I meant about I've been there, I've been the kid because of my mother's decision-making, where we absolutely, on a fairly regular basis, were not getting 3 meals a day. We just weren't. And I was going to buddies. I was going to friends or people were inviting me over. When my mother was making incredibly poor decisions and my sister and I were getting a meal or 2 meals, sometimes 3. But I'm saying it can be the unexpected kid who you would never suspect doesn't have the ability to get food at home. And if we can come up with a clean system, as you've suggested, I'm all for it. But the baseline of, you know, if you're going there, at minimum, breakfast and lunch are available, that's a good thing. What do you want to say? Lots of texts coming in. If you want to add a phone call, you certainly can. 651-461-9226. You agree with what I'm saying? You like Adam's nuance? We're going to hear from Dave when we come back. You massively disagree with us? Add some context. The texts are coming in. Love them. Phone call would be great, too. 651-461-9226.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Sometimes I try to play along, Adam Carter, with the music theme, the bumper music theme before it takes place. And I would have put all my chips on the table today and said, I know Dave Harrigan's music theme. Do you feel like you know the music theme?
I do, because we've talked about it already.
Has to be the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nomination.
Yes.
Incorrect.
That's right. I should have known that. I should have known that, because Dave was upset that we had done that. And you know what? To Josh Wheeler's credit, he said, I bet you Dave's going to do that theme. I said, no, Dave will come up with something more creative than just playing the people who are nominated.
No, I'm very bitter at Carter today, because as I was
Wait a second. Hold on. You stole the music theme idea?
Oh, come on. It's in all the trades, buddy. Okay. You're not the first one sitting down at this table.
Wow.
This buffet of radio genius.
Oh, my God.
But
you've overstayed at the buffet. What are you talking about?
But I was thinking Dave will come up with something more, maybe adjacent to that, but something more creative.
Well, I wanted to mail in it. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I saw the names came out. I saw it early this morning, I think, is when I saw the news. It's a great, easy bump theme. This is tremendous.
Yeah.
And then I got bitter at Carter driving in because, hey, I'm going to do a bump theme. It's going to be a great idea. Let's do all the rock and roll.
Because they do it so
Hall
often,
of Fame,
right,
nominees.
Dave?
Yeah, exactly. That's a staple of the 9 to noon show. Always has been. So I had to be creative. And it just so happens that one of the tunes I found to fit today's theme was Fish. They are part of the nomination class. That's why I threw it in here. It's an okie doke. Throwing you off. I threw you off, Chad. You thought I was going with it.
Well, I didn't realize we had Steelers in our midst.
What are we talking about with Brian Belsky coming up in a couple hours?
Inflation.
That's exactly right. So we've got, you know what? Inflation's getting a bad rap these days. We're looking at the positive side of inflation, all right? What song was that, Adam?
Underrated.
It's called Tube, I believe, is the song.
Songs about things that can be inflated.
Nice. Very good.
Way more work than you wanted to put in.
A lot of work. I'm sorry,
but I knew you were up for the challenge.
Yes. Yeah. That's what he's here for, Dave. He's trying to make you better.
Make you better.
He basically, you know what he said to you? Do better.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
I'm here to
make
you better.
We're talking school lunches. Free school lunches. Will wants to call in on the topic, and then a slew of texts. We'll get to those. Will, thanks for listening. You're on CCO. Go ahead.
Hello, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you brought up a very good point I wanted to address about the shame of being on when I grew up in the 80s, I lived in North Minneapolis. I went to school in South Minneapolis because there were different programs you could go to. And, of course, there was a difference in economic, being in North Minneapolis versus South Minneapolis, for example. And you brought up dealing with the shame of it, and I went through that. And I remember I didn't like it, And so what I did is I went out and started working odd jobs and after school and saved money so I could pay for lunch. And, you know, I was fortunate that I could do that, but some people are not in that position to do that. And, you know, I'm pretty conservative. I tend to vote pretty Republican, but Walls and the Democrats were right on this one. Feeding kids is a real good thing. You know, you have go through a period of time when you're 12, 14, 16, 17 years old. Things change for you very rapidly. And, you know, being singled out because you're poor or you can't afford lunch, that can be avoided. That's my comment.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate the phone call. Very good points. Let's get to a lot of texts here, Adam. I was able to get free lunch when I was in high school. The tickets were a different color for everybody else. It was demoralizing. So nice if others had this situation. You know, that's picking up on Will, his point, and something we addressed. It's so much of school is categories, it's groups. It's maybe you want to be in those groups, you want to be in those categories. And for some kids, when they go through this process, if they're in a different line or they have a different ticket, they're not fazed. But for other kids, it does bother them. So again, I'm not saying the way the state has set it up is flawless, is perfect. It's the only system. But the overall idea, Adam, that when you go to school as an option, if you didn't get it at home or your parents don't have the money or they forgot, that you always know you get a breakfast or lunch, I think that's something that just should be the mindset going forward.
I hear you. I feel like the system should allow for people to opt out. Of course, we could do that with taxes too. Hey, you know, I'm doing well. I think I'm going to pay some more taxes.
Right.
We know how well that would go over.
Dave, what do you want to say about this?
I'm not like Adam. I want kids to eat food. I think it's good that kids get to eat. No, I mean, I have got no problem with it. As we, you know, said over and over and heard over and over just last week as we were doing the End Hunger Together Radiothon, we have the food. We have the money in this country. Yes, it costs us a little more as taxpayers in Minnesota, but I'm, you know, selfishly, as a father with one in school and another starting next year, yeah, I really love it. I think I would still be in favor of it if my kids weren't in school. But you know what? If the state wants to take an extra 10 minutes off my plate every day by having to make lunch for the one now, it's almost two kids. Yeah, I'm on board. And while you're at it, why don't you give them dinner? Send them home with a nice, Salisbury steak.
How about like the outfit? Do you want that too? Some clothes?
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be good. We're also getting a lot of texts, Adam, about the amount of waste. And when Q was going, I would go a few times just to sit with him and his friends. Hunter and Griffin would have never come home a single time if I sat with him, sat with either one of them. And it is a reminder, there is a stunning amount of food which is tossed out. And we should be better about that. We as a society should be better about that. But I don't think because so many kids only eat half their meal, or it's incredibly difficult for the schools to decide how much food they should prepare, I don't think that should then be a reason why we're going to not deny kids whose parents, if they don't have the money, we're now not going to give you food because we're already wasting too much food.
Right. But that the same technology and the same innovation that goes into making sure that doesn't happen, I think, can happen on the front end as well.
Yeah. I mean, a more efficient way to do this is the best way. And it's hard for government to really pull this off. More text. You are paying for the lunches if you can afford it because you're likely paying more taxes. More text. I agree with Adam. It should be possible for parents and kids to opt out. Most of the kids I know won't eat the school food because they are picky eaters. Okay, so let's get to that too. When Michelle Obama wanted to try and get healthy. It was laughed. It was derided. Mind your own business. And people would talk about the amount of food that was thrown out. I get it. Now, because he just was approved, and oh boy, I'm excited. RFK Jr., I think Adam, and I'm not even kidding, I think Adam is more qualified to be the secretary of HHS. But now, a lot of the same people are excited that we're going to try to get kids to eat healthier. So there's a lot of hypocrisy. So I get it, Adam, if all of a sudden Morgan and Siggy have really healthy food presented to them at school, is it guaranteed they're going to eat it? No. But should that be more of an option? Absolutely.
Yeah. We do need to eat better, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, you're going back to the dentist again?
Yeah, this is a drill baby drill day, so pray for me. Thoughts and prayers.
Is this it? Are you?
Oh, no. I've got plenty of work to be done. I'm going to be Rex Ryan when it's done. Just beautiful white teeth of Rex Ryan.
Interesting feet, too.
Yes. You can take your shoes off for me, please, Doc.
Maybe that's the way. Get it done. Do both, you know. All right, my brother. Have fun. Yep. We'll chat tomorrow. Because it's really the right thing to say to somebody when they're about to go to the dentist. Have fun. I think so. Rena, speaking of fun, Rena's next on CCO.